Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05. It's June the 16th, and it is a notable day today. Yes, notable. And we'll be telling you why in a few minutes. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also join our chat room, as many have. Man, oh man, is on... Angel, I see Angel and Son, and Representative Wiener looks like he's joined us today. It's probably one of his last official acts because it appears that Representative Wiener is toasted, or should I say roasted, and out of there, says he's going to resign. But before we get to that and other happy news, let's introduce Bad Bob.
Wait a minute, does that imply, good morning?
Imply what?
That I am not a happy news?
Bad Bob, when are you ever really happy at 7 o'clock in the morning? Tell me. When?
Third cup.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? You're back in those shorts again. You know, I'm just, you know, it's kind of like you walk in here, man, you're just all fired up, and then Bad Bob's in a Hawaiian shirt and those shorts and those sandals kind of thingies you're wearing.
So. Actually, they're boat shoes.
Well, okay. That's close enough. Okay. Linda's on assignment today. So, Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Well, it looks like it's going to be pretty nice for this time of year. High should be near 92. Got some winds, though. Gusts up to 22 miles an hour, so we do have a little bit of a fire danger, so please be careful out there. Good sleeping weather tonight, though. The low should be around 60. Friday's high around 91. Currently, we have 64 degrees in Redding. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards, they've got a lot of stuff going on up there. You know, if you're looking for a place to have a wedding, too. This weekend, they're having two weddings up there, and that's a, you know, that's big business for anybody. You know, because yesterday in the afternoon, Linda and I went out and saw bridesmaids. Now, bridesmaids had been touted to be like, you know, the answer, the female answer to Hangover. I didn't think so. It was kind of a cute flick. It had parts in it that were funny. but you know, it was something, you know, it's feelings and all those emotions that people go through on the female side before wedding, as opposed to getting your face tattooed in a bachelor party. Come on. Anyway, it was an amusing film. Linda used up one of her markers. She and I have markers. Say, okay, let's go to this film, or we'll go to this film, but then you owe the other one. Well, honey, you owe me on that one. But then again, you did go see The Expendables with me, and I owed you five after that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a lot of good news going on around town here, a lot of good things that are happening. You know, sometimes we get into this. Before we take a break, let's talk. I was having lunch yesterday with my friend, R.C. and Selma. We went down to Tapas for lunch. And we're talking about, you know, what's going on in the town. And you're seeing things that are happening. You know, a bunch of thugs beating up somebody on Market Fest night. You see these other things. You talk to, we had Kurt Starman on yesterday. Great, great interview. We didn't get to everything. But Misty MacArthur's here today. And what we didn't hit with the city manager, we're going to talk to about the mayor. But we talked about, you know, and it's on the front page today, so you heard it first yesterday, is how the sales tax has gone up. It's only 5%, but it's still going up. But we were talking to the owner of Tapas, Christine, and she said, you know, she is bullish on Redding. You know, she opened up Maxwell's down here. Maxwell's is a place. It's where, you know, it's opening and it opens in the evenings at 4 p.m. I think they're going to start opening for lunch. But she's seeing a lot of younger people coming back into town. And I'm not talking about people that are on the dole. These are younger people coming in. They're an artist. They're providing something to our society up here. They're, you know, they're young. They're entrepreneurs. And so she's got a kind of a different viewpoint than maybe some people have. But it fed into what I want. I want, you know, resurgence here. I want to see the younger people coming back. I want to be able to see new businesses starting. I don't see why, and this is something we should ask Missy. Missy, why don't we just, we've got all these empty buildings. Why don't we go down to Chico? They just graduated and say, hey, we're going to give you a free building front here, storefront here, and a break if you start a business. They're young. They've got ideas. Let's get them started. And what if 5% or 10% of them work, but it only takes 10% to start something like Facebook or Google or any of the other things? It only takes that 10% or 5% to do that. Why don't we try this? Why don't we get outside and look? I think we've got the capabilities of doing something, you know, outside the box, maybe. I'll talk to the mayor about that. This was Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 7:11 in the morning on June the 16th. Father's Day coming up. I hope you mailed your card. You got something for the old man. This is Free Fire Radio.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest 5-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Linda's on assignment, 7:15 in the morning on June the 16th. 64 degrees already, and it's heading up to 91, 92. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join the chat room, as many have. You know, that idea I had about, hey, give them storefronts, as Indie Guy points out. Yeah, storefronts is great. They'll love that until they get hit with all the fees and cost of doing business in the city of Reading. You know, Indie Guy, you might be right. I've heard just horror stories from people who say, hey, if you're going to do this, it's going to cost you this much money. Somebody told me that somebody wanted to put in a new business in a place down, I think, off Eureka, $300,000 in traffic studies. $300,000 in traffic studies on an existing place? Who comes up with these? Who comes up with $500 tickets because you made a right turn on red and you didn't stop long enough? Who comes up with those things? You know, it's the whole thing is, and then you find out that, oh, no, they don't have a chance. Well, of course they have a chance. They can change these things. Oh, let's just stick it to people. You know, and when you look at it and you say, wait a minute, how can people that are making, okay, I'll get off that one. it looks like Wiener's gone. Looks like his wife's back in town. She has slapped him around and says, that's it, you're retiring. You're resigning. That's it. Now, yeah, I don't know why it took so long.
Does he still collect a full pension and all those congressional benefits?
Oh, don't even go there with me. Don't even start that. Don't even. I mean, you know what? That is, you know, he makes $174,000 a year. So he's making up his mind. He's still collecting that paycheck, plus his staff perks, plus the health perks, plus that. So it would be interesting. Somebody's out there. I know y'all got better minds than I have. How much do you think? How much will Wiener retire at? Because he's got at least 6 years in, I'm sure. But how much will Representative Wiener retire at after disgracing himself in this country? Because he'll resign, but he still gets the money, I'm sure.
What the country?
Yeah. Okay, San Francisco, are you ready? Do you have your cup of coffee in your hand? If you have a fish tank, turn toward it. San Francisco is thinking seriously about banning the sale of goldfish, tropical fish, and guppies. That's right. First puppies, then kittens, hamsters. And now, why, well, you know, the hamsters, okay, but the goldfish, tropical fish, and guppies. It's to discourage impulse buys of animals. It would cover pet stores and breeders in the city, and it comes after more than a year of study and findings. Okay, I don't make this up. That aquarium fish are often mass bred under inhumane conditions or stripped from the wild. The ban is only a recommendation, not likely to be passed by the full board or supervisor to become law. Well, you know, as Supervisor Ellsenberg said, another animal welfare idea will end up in the dustbin of history. The fact that they did a year-long study, who paid for that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Did you see some of these other studies, Bad Bob? And I hate to say this, but on things that are doing with monkeys.
Oh,
did
dear.
You see this? Oh,
no.
You don't even want to know about it. You don't even want to know about it because just the idea of what the study was about was, you know, oh, my God.
We spent
$6 million on that?
Why do we need to study monkeys when we have a perfectly good legislature? That's my question.
Okay, let's get to the legislature. Okay, let's start with them first. They passed the budget. Can we have a round of applause? Maybe a small bell. Here it is. A very small bell ringing. Why do they pass the budget? Some cynics might say because they passed the budget. Now they don't lose their pay starting tomorrow, even though the budget is a non-starter. So what they did was they passed something so they could continue to get paid and continue to screw us over. Yes, where we stood up to them. We stood up to them and said, look, if you don't pass a budget, we're going to cut your pay off. You know what? If you're not working, we're not going to pay you. So what'd they do? They passed a fantasy budget so they could continue to get their $274 a day or whatever it is. I'm sorry, $261 a day and $142 in payments for daily expenses. You know, you just got to love a bunch of people like that. And it's anyway, this plan is eliminates the state's remaining $9.6 billion deficit. And as you heard Kurt Starman say, and anybody else that listens to it, it's sham, it's smoke and mirrors. It's maybe sell this, it's change this money out of this pot, let's go over here to this one, it's a sham. Sham. Fake. Democratic leaders acknowledged that the plan was not the budget Nate and Jerry Brown wanted. However, they still wanted to get paid, so they had to pass something. Hey, you know, let's hear it for those guys to get it together there and make sure you get that pay. Of course, at the same time, you make sure that other people that are paying your bills, paying that salary, giving you those perks, keeping that staff going, are getting not paid. They want to increase the tax hikes. And not once have they said what they're going to do to cut back on things, on it. And since 1991, did you know only five state budgets have passed by the legislature and signed by the governor on the July 1st start of the new fiscal year? Did you know that? Five since 1991. Now, Brown wants to renew for 5 years the increases in the personal income tax, sales and vehicle taxes that were approved 2 years ago. And he wants Republicans to approve an extension of the sales and vehicle taxes to a special election. Here's what I say. Somebody tell me what you're going to do with the money. Tell me how it's going to reduce the deficit. Tell me you're not going to give grants to illegal aliens in our college system. Tell me that. Tell me you're not going to put onerous restrictions on people that want to buy a box of 22 ammunition to teach their son or daughter to shoot. Tell me that. Just tell me that. And maybe then, maybe if you can show it how it works, how you've cut back on everything else, you've already cut veterans programs, you've cut programs to the elderly, you've cut programs on the mental health. Tell me. Cut away these other commissions. Cut away the stuff to the illegals. Then talk about raising our taxes. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Big finds, big deals, and big savings. Big things are happening at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Join Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, June 17th to the 19th, for our first ever vintage collectibles show featuring antiques, sports memorabilia, and arts and crafts. Also antique appraisals and advice from professionals on buying, selling, and trading your collectibles, antiques, and garage sale finds. You are sure to find a broad selection of vintage collectibles from dealers throughout the North State and beyond, all on display for sale throughout the mall. On Saturday, June 18th, enjoy the Hot-O-Rama Show and Shine from 10 until 3 in the front mall parking lot. The antique appraisals in Center Court, a $5 fee per item, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. till 5 p.m., and advice from the pros at 2 p.m. in Center Court. Grab Dad and bring him down during the special Father's Day weekend event, just for Dad. Vintage Collectible Show and Antique Appraisals presented by Twin Bridges Antique Productions.
Mount Shasta Mall. Big city looks, small town value.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network. America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries. united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, Linda's on assignment. June the 16th, 64 degrees. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Our guest, Pat Keener. We're going to be talking about the 2011 City of Reading Energy Fair.
Good morning, Carl. Yes, we are.
Yeah, we've been talking about it this week, so, but it's good to have it from the guy that's putting it on.
Well, we're glad that you gave me the opportunity to come here this morning. This will be our 11th Energy Fair. This started in 2001 during the energy crisis, and we felt at that time, although the city of Reading had no problems in supplying power generation to our city, that the state of California was going through some terrible times, so we thought we would start talking about energy conservation and efficiencies. And this is all part of our public benefits programs, which was legislated into us by AB 1890 way back in 1996.
Was that another good idea, or was this a good idea?
I don't know if they needed to legislate it. I think it's a good idea. Energy efficiency and energy conservation is a good thing for everyone. We all want to save on our energy bills. We want to be better stewards of the environment. So I think it's a great thing, but I don't know whether or not it needed to be legislated.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things being legislated. We're just not sure about.
That's correct.
Is there? Well, you know, the thing we have is, just talking about energy conservation, we went to the city and asked, hey, can you somebody come out and do an energy audit on our house? And he came through and gave us a lot of good ideas. In fact, we've changed out some of the things. Sure. And it is a good idea.
It was probably Adrian Mallory.
Yes, it was. It was Adrian. And, and I believe he even had Adrian on after that. But here's the thing is that electric prices aren't going to go down.
No, they're not.
With all this new legislation we have on this green monstrosity that's coming at us, it's just not going to get better.
You're absolutely right,
so
Carol.
What we've got to do is figure out how can we do it smarter.
Yes, smarter, wiser, effective, more effectively than we've done in the past. And you're right. Costs are going to go up because of the legislative mandates on renewable energy. And there's nothing wrong with renewable energy, but there's a time and a place for it. And as long as our resource portfolio is where it's at today, and it's very, very cost effective, we hate to see the city of Reading and the state of California be mandated so much about very high priced renewables that you can't always depend upon.
That's right. Now, are we looking at a free breakfast there from the Asphalt Cowboys, who are world famous for their great breakfast?
We absolutely are. Right around 8 o'clock Saturday morning, right after the Pledge of Allegiance and the singing of the National Anthem, the Asphalt Cowboys will start serving breakfast for about 2 hours until we run out of food. We plan for about 2,000 breakfasts.
Okay, so we've got it Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Turtle Bay. Okay, who are some of the exhibitors that we're going to have there?
We've got about 35 or 40 local exhibitors from some of the appliance dealerships, solar people, energy efficiency companies, auditors out there. REU is kicking off a new program July 1st on home performance measures, and some of those vendors will be out there to talk about homeowners, how they can become more efficient and effectively use of energy in their homes by tightening up their home structures. So it's a great new program for us, and it's just a wide variety. It's a great time. We also have city departments here. Other city departments are always there, and they're talking about their services. Of course, we don't have the personnel that we had before. It's been cut down and because of the economy, but we're looking forward with police, fire, and some of the other agencies to be divisions to be out there also to talk about city services.
That's great. Okay, that's the Reading Energy Utility or Electric Utility having their 11th Energy Fair. It's going to be June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We're going to have a free breakfast. You got all types of things going on there. You're going to have free water. As long as you bring your own bottle. And you have a bunch of exhibitors showing you how you can take care of your house, be more energy efficient. Now, is there any, for more information, call?
339-7200 or 7300.
Great. Pat Keener has been our guest, and I tell you what, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl.
And today's Thursday. We'll talk about it again tomorrow.
Have a great day.
And you too. You have a great day, too. And thank you so much for stopping by. Hey, we're going to be there. I think you all ought to be there, too. It's a great time. We had a good time last year. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after that with some other things.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks searching for direction in early trading just past 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's down 15 points. Fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week, though claims remain high. 414,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits. That's not as many as Wall Street expected, but claims have remained above that 400,000 level for a 10th straight week. Continuing claims did slide, but the four-week moving average was unchanged. Housing starts and building permits both coming in above estimates. Starts rising 3.5% in May to an annual rate of 560,000, and permits unexpectedly rebounded to their highest level since December. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou intends to reshuffle his cabinet today. He says the ruling Socialist Party should remain stable ahead of today's parliamentary caucus meeting. The meeting was called after two ruling party members of parliament resigned their seats to protest the government's policies. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8. Here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegon year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bug Begon. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning on June the 16th. It's 65 degrees out there. It's going up to 100. This portion of the show was brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite, go local. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Get Doug Tooley and his band of dish putter inners. Dish Satellite. He does great work. He's back in his community. He's really into the Dancing with the Stars and supporting that project. He wants to support the community. That's BNT Satellite right off of 44 right there. You can't miss him. There's that big photo of Doug Tooley up there.
Sir, lest you panic people today, we're not looking for triple digits until next Tuesday.
What did I say?
You said near 100.
It is near 100.
92, you could say, is near 100.
Okay, well, that's all I'm saying there, Bad Bob.
What, 22
you
is near,
want this job? Here,
22
you
is
take
near,
it.
22 is near 38, too.
But it's not as close as 92 to 100. Okay. All right. Now, how many of you think that 92 is close to 100 as opposed to 22, what is it, 38?
I pulled
We're
those numbers
on.
Up. Yeah.
We're moving on. It's because we have a beautiful guest in here who's going to be talking about kids. Kids Unlimited. Dawn Hess.
Kids, yes. Lots of kids.
Lots of kids. So tell us what's going on with Kids Unlimited.
Well, we've been doing this for, this is our 24th year to do this six-week camp. We have this amazing camp. The kids come for 6 weeks. They take classes in singing, dancing, acting, art, drums, tap. You name it, we do it just about. And then at the end of those 6 weeks, we put on these four amazing shows at the Reading Civic Auditorium, which, yes, we are doing it again there this year. We're right in the middle of our first week, and just wanted to let people know that we're still accepting students for the full six-week program, but only until tomorrow.
Okay, so how do they get a hold of you?
They call 226-6758. Or they can stop by Sequoia Middle School. That's where we host our camp.
What a great stage they have there.
Oh, we love Sequoia.
That stage is just outstanding.
Really nice.
I think Linda sang there during, I think they were doing MASH.
Oh, yeah,
and she did
right.
She did one of the opening numbers
mm-hmm.
there. And
auditorium.
It's a great auditorium mm-hmm. there. Okay, so how many kids are involved in this?
We have about about 150 is our average.
Well, that's great. So, now, they all sing and dance and everything? And
they all sing and dance. They come in as beginners, or they come in as well-seasoned advanced performers, and we put them in different levels. So each child is challenged according to their skill level.
Well,
but we also have, this is
Bad
what I,
Bob and I are challenged
yeah,
to
okay,
our skill
I'm
level.
I'm challenged, too, when it comes to that. We also have started this year some great one-week programs because there's a lot of families that just can't commit.
Sure, sure. 6 weeks is a long time.
To 6 weeks. So we have KU Express, that we call it, and they come for 1 week. They take all the classes and have a great time, and then they're done.
Well,
so
great.
It's an all-day class from 8:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. Of course, you can pick them up earlier.
Uh-huh.
If you would like to, if you'd like a shorter day. But we have two more of those sessions coming up next week, the week of the 20th and the week of the 27th. So those are wide open. You know, those kids have been out of school for, 2 weeks now?
2 weeks. They're ready to go.
Ready to go. Mom's maybe ready to get them out of the house and get them doing something that's going to give them a lot of activity and a lot of stimulation, and they'll have a great, great time. And they can call the same number, 226-6758.
Well, that's great. You know, this is something really cool that you all do with the Kids Unlimited. And you put on great shows. Linda and I love them. And
yeah.
You know what? They're our future. I mean, I just love watching them.
Yeah.
So, okay, one more time. How can they get a hold of you?
They can come to Sequoia Middle School
okay.
and find us there. Or they can call 226-6758.
Great, and this is for the regular six-week course and
or the
one-week courses.
Right, right.
And their ages again?
They're 7 to 18.
7 to 18. You know, this is really something wonderful you all do for the community.
Thank you. We have seen some tremendous changes in these kids' lives.
Yes, I bet you have.
As they participate, because we really emphasize teamwork, developing confidence, a sense of belonging. So it gives them not just a great summer, but when they go to school in the fall, generally they're a different person, more confident, just ready to take on new challenges.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much for what you do. And keep us appraised of what's going on here.
I will.
Maybe we'll bring some momentum sing for us.
Oh,
love that.
We will do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Kids Unlimited, just go on down to Sequoia School and check it out there. Or call
226-6758.
Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single deck blackjack handpicked more your style? Three card poker, four card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie gal Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pin. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com.
WinRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Are you lucky to get 6 hours of sleep? At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, you'll get a better six with Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. Locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery has better than big box stores prices on quality mattresses every day with none of their advertising gimmicks. As a locally owned independent mattress store, Cresson's carries the same products at a competitive and even lower prices than those so-called discount mattress stores. And we always have 12 months no interest OAC, free bed frame, or free local delivery and disposal of your old mattress. Cresson's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries a full line of Sealy Posture and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses and bedding, and our everyday low prices always beat the competition. So, can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, we're lucky to get six. Get a better six. Sealy Posturepedic, designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, our business is your comfort. Come in and save. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Light Synergy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Light Synergy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, phone lines here at 530-605-4567, KCNR1460.com with all we're streaming and chatting. 7:43 in the morning on June the 16th, our guest, Senator Doug LaMoffa. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you for the phone call. We're doing great. Linda's on assignment, but, you know, so it's me. It's the guys in here today.
On assignment. That sounds like a pretty creative way to say she's off having fun somewhere, maybe, huh?
Well, she's got, you know, her shows tonight from 6 to 7, and she's running around doing a lot of things today that
we have to
do at some point.
So, as well.
Hey, we talked a little bit about the state budget being passed.
Yeah, it is what it is, right? So back when I was in school, if we didn't do particularly very well in a class, we called it D for done. We got a D, so that's probably about what I can say about this, is it's D for done.
So what's it do, besides the fact that it continues to pay, but what's it do?
Well, it does, you know, keep the lights on for the state for a while here. I don't know that it's going to balance very well after a few months go by, because there's a few accounting tricks and gimmicks and assumptions and maybe a couple of ways of raising more fees and taxes that may not be legal, may not stand up under Prop 26's requirements, but we'll see. And then, of course, the first hurdle is does the governor decide that it was meeting the mark, and is he going to sign it? So I don't know what highlights you've talked about this morning on the radio, but there's several tax and fee increases in there. Probably the most heinous one that's going to affect us in rural California is the $150 per dwelling new fee for those that live in what you call the state responsibility area. Basically, it's covered by CAL FIRE, you know, CDF. So if you live in the city there, covered by City of Reading or another city entity, fire department, it doesn't get you. But if you're in one of those state responsibility areas outside the city and probably outside of a special district, fire district, then you're going to see that additional fee.
Now, so that's $150 for if you live not especially in Shingletown, but maybe in between, you know, because it's something that's not covered and it's got to be CAL FIRE hits them.
Correct, and it's still open for interpretation as to its implementation, you know, again, because this all came together in the last 24 hours and with the language.
Did anybody get a chance to really look at this thing, the budget?
We're looking at it on the fly, so, you know, it's easier, I guess, to... If you don't know, you vote no. That's what voters do. But we saw that with most of the legislation here that it looked like a page from the past on that. For example, also there's a registration fee increase of an additional $12 for every vehicle registration, and that kind of shadows the measure that the voters rejected back in November of 2010, just six seven months ago. The $18 fee increase that was going to be devoted to parks in California. And the voters rejected that by a very overwhelming majority here. That went for parks.
Yeah.
You know, this $12 here was done without a vote of the people, which that's been the mantra we've been hearing the last few months, is we've got to have a vote of the people on these items, you know. So,
Senator, what I don't understand is this. Is okay. You want to? We did that 2 years ago. Here's a lot of the money flowed in from the vehicle licensing tax and the increase in income tax and everything else. What's happened since then? Except it's gotten worse.
I mean, because the state hasn't changed its way of doing things. It hasn't changed its doing business with regards to the pension system or with regard to expenditures in general. I mean, you know what we've been talking about and working for in the last 5 months of negotiating is that, look, we need to get a budget done. We realize that. But we also have to set California on a better long-term course with regards to its expenditures and its regulatory climate that kills jobs, that chases away investment, and has people move their holdings out of state. Yeah, that's just a pretty simple equation there, that the more you punish something, the more it tends to move away and move somewhere else. And so why would anybody invest in California unless you absolutely have to be here with just a storefront? Maybe all your manufacturing is going to be somewhere else, for example.
Yeah, well, you know, Rick Perry has, you know, he brags about coming into California and taking two or three businesses a month out of here. Him making personal phone calls to get...
It's exasperating to the bureaucrats in the state. Say, why do they do that? Say, because it's easy pickings. Texas actually has a positive growth in employment the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years, and California's is negative. So, and, you know, we know how great a state this is. We know how everything we have, what amazing assets and people and creativity and all this, and for people to want to move away from it must be pretty bad.
Well, you know, Senator, what I hear all the time is, hey, we make enough money. This state makes tons of money. It's the fact is that we overspend. We spend for everything. That we just can't do that. I mean, this state could rain again at some point if we could just get our spending under control.
Simplify our thought process a little bit. You know, let's just look at it this way. We reasonably expect that the state's going to take $88 billion in this upcoming budget year. All right, so let's just picture we have a shoebox with $88 billion in it. How do you want to spend it? and you know, obviously we're carrying some debt in, a lot of debt. We're carrying a deficit in from last year, so we have to account for those things. But if you only spend what you have or reasonably expect to come in instead of the pie in sky projections for revenue, then if we have a little constraint, we don't get into trouble. And so that's what we're, one of the elements we've been working for is the spending limitation placed on the legislature so it can't grow spending beyond a reasonable inflation rate and population increase rate. And the rest of it, you know, if we have a really great year revenue-wise, we can put that money aside either to pay down debt or keep it as a reserve for when a bad year comes. I mean, there's always an opportunity. If you have too much money, you can always spend it next year. It's not like having all this extra money around is a big problem. So,
no, we've never had any problem spending money.
No.
We've got to take a quick break here, Senator. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about what's the possibility of reform in pensions and some of our major unions here in the state. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and this is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, Carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a five-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:53 in the morning on the 16th of June. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. Senator, when I left, I asked, chances of like reforming or somehow changing, you know, the pensions or the, you know, the payment in the CalPERS for all the unions in the state of California that work for the state government.
Well, it looks like that window for right now is closing on that, because that was part of the budget negotiation, you know, for one side that wants tax increases or having tax increases on the ballot, the other side saying, well, look, we can't just have that. We have to change something about how we're doing business here. So that would be one of the elements, was looking at a pension system, which is an iceberg that we're about ready to hit in the state, as well as the other elements I was talking about, the regulatory reform and a budget reform, budget spending cap. Those are really the three big things that I think are key elements to how our state would run better and how we would have a better atmosphere. Because it's really all about the economy growing that makes us have the revenue to run the state better, so we're not making horrible cuts to things. So I think that window for right now has been lost. It's sad. We've had this opportunity last months here to do the things that governor asked for, that Republicans are asked for, ask looking for, and it's just been basically the other side quit talking to us about mid-March, and it's been more of a pickoff move. You know how in baseball they try and pick you off first base? Well, here it's been the whole thing is trying to get two Republicans from the Assembly and two from the Senate, which would give them the two-thirds votes they need to pass whatever it is they want. Pick them off or entice them or intimidate them into voting for it. And for the first time in a while, when we've had a really difficult budget, actually all the Republicans have held firm and not allowed themselves to be picked off on it. So,
well, that's interesting.
In that sense, we've, you know, and I know it's driving a lot of people crazy out there because it looks like all we're doing is fighting down here or not getting along or not coming up with solutions. Well, for my view of the world, I think I'm doing my job. I think I'm doing what I told the voters I would do, is that, yes, we'll have to find ways to compromise here and there, but if we're not making it better, then why are you going to send me there just to do the same thing and kick the can down the road? So
yeah,
it's pretty cut and dried.
Some of the comments, getting a lot of comments in our chat room here, too, about the fact that we've just passed another piece of legislation that gives Cal grants to illegal aliens in the school system.
That's just insulting.
I mean, this is at what point do these legislators realize what they're doing to us and what people are thinking?
Look, they're emboldened by a majority they have in both houses, and now they have a governor downstairs who, instead of signing a percentage of bad bills, disagree with, you know, he'll sign a large majority of them. So
I know. I just can't
believe
it.
They're rerunning all the old stuff that the Arnold had vetoed, and I don't know why the governor won't sign it now. So it's just the old thing. Elections have consequences, man. And if you're turned off, well, I don't like this candidate, I don't like that candidate. You know, maybe you're not excited about the candidates running for president. Well, doggone it, you better pick one and get behind him or her and do it, because you're going to get four more years of Obama if you just stay home kind of cynical about it.
So okay. We have a question.
If you can afford that, then stay home.
Yeah, we got a caller here in line two. Okay, Bruce, you got a question for Senator LaMalfa?
Well, I certainly do.
Okay.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Doug, back to echo what Carl was talking about, is illegal immigration. It just really seems to be an issue that you guys can't even get out of any kind of committee or anything. Or e-verify mandates, or
we had e-verify kind of going for
English
us there
only?
For a while, but it's the numbers around here. I mean, I hate to just always blame it on that, but it's the factual, it's the math. When you have 25 to 15 in the Senate and 52 to 28 in the Assembly, that the majority believes these are good ideas. My job comes down to A, voting no in the committee or on the floor about it, and B, being vocal about it, and C, informing you folks and people around the state when I'm talking to the media about this is what's going on. You know, so when the citizens of California are tired of it, they're going to make a change either in who they're sending to Sacramento or getting behind an initiative that changes it for them. And those are the tools we have available to us. Otherwise, it's just a frustrating exercise watching it happen.
Well, I watched you guys last night on the budget deal, and I appreciate you guys holding the line on it as best as you could there. But anyhow, we let somebody else weigh in on that, but it really bothers me that they can get away with so much in this illegal stuff, and it's a $10.5 billion issue, and nobody wants to address it on their side. Thanks, Doug.
The legislature only gets away with what the voters allow. So,
yeah, and here's the thing is, you know, Senator Howell, the same people keep coming in. But, okay, we've got about a minute and a half left. Last thoughts. What should we be looking for in the next couple of months?
Okay. Well, you know, if the governor, if he approves this, then we've kind of moved out of this phase here. But I think he may well be looking for us to do more on the revenue side, which still gives us leverage to talk about the reforms we've listed here this morning here. And so does a smaller version of some of these reforms, you know, move us forward a little bit? Yeah, if we do a little bit about regulatory reform, maybe, you know, maybe Republicans go for a deal that has that, and maybe some limited ballot issue here. Because the interesting thing about what we've been talking about is these poll very well. People want to do something about pension reform. People, at least a chunk of them, like the idea of limiting the legislators' spending. And the So when these questions are actually put in front of people, it isn't just raise taxes, but it's also fix the state. So
okay.
I still believe coming forward we're going to have to do this. But if that really isn't forthcoming, then the next phase is taking it to the ballot, where if we can get an initiative going and get the signatures and place it on there, I think the voters support it.
We've got to run, Senator. Thank you so much for your phone call. You bet. And we'll stay in touch here. We need some more. We need some more from the Hill here. This is Carl Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Mary.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony. He's about to be ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner. The Democrat will resign over his sex scandal. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Dave, the end finally came over the past day after Congressman Weiner had a conversation with his wife and made calls to the House Democratic leadership last night. Reaction in the past hour from Speaker John Boehner.
And this was just a distraction that was unnecessary.
And a non-reaction from Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
If you're here to ask a question about Congressman Weiner, I won't be answering any.
All this nearly 3 weeks into the scandal after the New York congressman mistakenly posted on Twitter a below-the-waist photo intended for a female college student, lied about it, and then confessed. Dave?
Rich, Congress is keeping up the heat on President Obama for overstepping his war power in Libya, perhaps. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The justification of the Libya operation released by the White House is not enough, according to House Speaker John Boehner, who says many of his questions remain unanswered. He's particularly critical of the administration claim that the Libya operations don't constitute the kind of hostilities envisioned by the war powers resolution.
It doesn't pass a straight face test, in my view. That we're not in the midst of hostilities.
And the Speaker warns that unless he gets answers to the rest of his questions this week, next week the House may start taking action against the operation. Dave?
Mike, a family of four and two kids who were there for a sleepover are all dead in Warren, Ohio, after an early morning house fire. Investigators are looking to the cause. No smoke alarms were found in the home. The river water that could flood Hamburg, Iowa, has reached that makeshift levee protecting the small town.
And it's about 5 to 6 feet up on the outside. Side of it.
Emergency management coordinator Mike Crisilius. People have evacuated ahead of the potential flooding. The Missouri River could also flood parts of Missouri and Kansas and Nebraska. On Wall Street, we're seeing some gains. The Dow now up 55 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. You know, many of our clients are asking what's going on with the economy and interest rates these days. Inflation is what's going on. We all feel it when we pull up to the pump and when we buy our groceries. But here's what you really need to know. Higher inflation leads to higher interest rates. Now, back in the 1970s, when inflation was sky high, mortgage interest rates were as high as 18%. It kind of puts today's low rates in perspective. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. So how do you protect yourself from higher inflation? One great way is to refinance your existing mortgage and lock in today's low rates. Our highly trained mortgage bankers are licensed in all 50 states and are standing by to help you take advantage of these incredibly low rates. Don't wait for rates to go up. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze.
Equal housing lender. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
As Congress and President Obama spar over the U.S. role helping NATO in Libya, Gaddafi's forces keep battling rebels for control of cities and towns. And news out of Russia is Libya's leader has again rejected a call to step down in talks with an envoy from Moscow. Not long after his brother got royally married, Britain's Prince Harry has a date in Afghanistan.
Prince Harry now cleared to pilot an Apache chopper giving cover to ground troops in Afghanistan. He last served on the front line there 3 years ago, calling in airstrikes on Taliban positions. That time the secret broke and Harry headed home in case Al-Qaeda made him a special target. He made light of that, joking he was looking forward to washing properly.
I think deep down inside it's quite nice looking forward to having a bath. So.
But Harry's saying he's a soldier first and wants to serve like any other.
No, I'd like to still be out there with the guys.
And soon he may head out to Afghanistan again, this time though, perhaps with more secrecy. In London, Alistair Wankland, Fox News Radio.
Former two-time presidential candidate John Edwards has another legal issue hanging over him as the Democrat also fights an indictment he misused campaign funds to pay his mistress.
Will John Edwards have to testify? That's the question facing a judge in Raleigh, North Carolina today. It has nothing to do with his federal legal troubles. This court case involves a purported sex tape of Edwards and his mistress. Congress. She claims a former Edwards campaign aide took sensitive materials, including the tape, and she wants it back. Edwards wants his deposition postponed until the resolution of his federal criminal charges. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
The Bruins are back home in Boston.
You gotta love them bees. They're bringing the cup home for us.
Hockey's champs even let some fans touch the Stanley Cup the morning after beating the Canucks, sparking those riots by angry Canucks fans last night who broke windows, burned cars, and looted stores. In Dallas, thousands of fans are lighting the street for a championship parade for the Mavericks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05, June the 16th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, as many, many, many of you have. I see you're all just chatting away there, and we've got Linda's on assignment, but Bad Bob's here with the weather.
And good morning, Carl. Right now we've got 67 degrees outside. Today's high right around 92 degrees. Got some winds, though, as high as 22 miles an hour. So be mindful of the fire danger, even though we're not quite as dry as we normally would be. Good sleeping weather with a low around 60. Those winds will continue. Tomorrow's high near 91. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Great place to go to on the weekends. It's a little bit cooler up there. That great food, great ambiance. Now, before we introduce our guest, El Mayor, we're going to give away two tickets, don't call yet, to the Shasta District Fair. This is good for any day from today, tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. And the way that we're going to give it away is this, because I'm feeling funny today. When you hear this sound, I'm going to give away two tickets to the Shasta District Fair, but you got to hear the mooing sound first. It's just don't call in, so just kind of be ready for it, okay? I don't know how to follow that one up, but
okay, I'm not going to move.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Mayor.
Mayor, and we don't spell that like the horse, no, M-A-R-E, even though we're talking.
M-A-Y-O-R, yeah. Miss McCarthy. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
You know, the front page of the Record Searchlight was like all types of good news today. With the and we had, of course, we had Kurt Starman on yesterday. And Kurt was saying, you know, our sales receipts were up 5%. I mean, that's a good point. Foreclosures for the month of May were the lowest they've been in May since 2000, I think, in 2007. Still foreclosures, but they're still slowing down like that. And it looks like the library is continuing on. And so there's all types of things to talk about.
Isn't there, though?
Yeah, there is. And we talked a lot about the things that are going on at City Hall. But we're going to take a quick break here first before we get started. So just remember that we're going to be giving away those two tickets, but you got to be listening for that cow sound. And that'll happen sometime here in the next hour. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 8:09 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Honey, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? With 5 days of free entertainment, carnival, Pepsi Waterworks Park Free Kids Day, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions, it's fun for the whole family. Join us this week at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with Fair's No Place Like Home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden. Presented by Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries.
Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it. And what better way to try out a locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this new venue behind the office at the main entrance of the fairgrounds. The biggest five-day event in the county is this week, the Shasta District Fair.
A glass of wine, free entertainment, and a day with my best friend.
You can't say no to that.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460.com. Carl and the bot. Linda's on assignment, and it's 8:11 in the morning. It's June the 16th, and this portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea, at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. You've got two eyes. You need to take care of them. Dr. Lea will do that for you. He's our optometrist. We swear by him. Top designer lines. He's been in business for over 20 years. He's got an on-site lab. He'll work with you. You've got a problem with insurance, and he'll work with you. He's got glasses for the whole family, and you know what? He really cares about his patients. It's the place. The people working there are friendly. All they want to do is take care of their patients that walk through the door. That's Advantage Eye Care at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Our guest, Mayor Missy MacArthur, part owner of the Heat.
Semi-pro
football team at 11-1, playing for the championship, I guess, this weekend.
The championship of the Pacific Coast League, yes. And we've already won, last weekend, we won Northern California Division, so there's a huge trophy. Actually, it was down at Capone's. My partner in this venture is Jason Burris, who's part owner in Capone's downtown. So the big trophy is down there for Northern California Division. So this is for the league on the West Coast, and if we win this game next Saturday night down in the Bay Area, we go to the championship in August in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, you wouldn't go there for that then, would you? You wouldn't follow the team over there for that.
You know, Las Vegas in August is pretty hot, but I probably, for the team, would be there for them.
You take a shot of heat for the team. Take a shot of heat for the Heat, huh?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Now, if they lose, does this mean that we can riot in the streets like the Vancouver fans did and turn over cars and do things like
probably
that?
Probably not going to be tolerated.
Probably.
No, I know Chief Hansen pretty well. I don't think he would tolerate that at all.
Yeah, okay.
But we're like ranked number 10 in the nation right now, or number maybe 10 or 11 that we're ranked in the nation.
The team's only been around for a couple of years, hasn't it?
Right. We're just showing what the North State's all about.
Okay. Let's go to what's going on in our city here. Had some good news today. It looks like is the sales tax jumped 5%. Kurt Starman talked about that yesterday, and it, I mean, it's not spectacular, but it's still...
It's an uptick.
It's an uptick. And as fewer homes are lost to banks, and this is from the Record Searchlight, two straight months of rising foreclosure activity in Shasta County came to a crashing halt in May. 25% drop from April.
Love that good news, don't you?
Well, you know what? It's the kind of thing is, it's for me, it's like, yes, I do. I anything that's positive, and we talked about this earlier, talking about the owner of Tapas and RC and Samo, and I were, you know, we're just having lunch, and she's very upbeat on what's happening in Reading. She sees good things happening. She sees the downtown here kind of resurging without like franchise things, except for the new yogurt place down there. It's entrepreneurs jumping into this.
Yeah, it's great. It's exciting.
It is. But on the other hand, you know, I'd look at them and say, hey, you know, and you look at where the bar is on and nationally, where they're saying, gee, only 414,000 employed for the applied for the first time for unemployment benefits. They've raised the bar that 414,000. Gosh, that's a lot better than 420,000. Well, the you know it was 374,000 just a few weeks ago. I mean, where's the bar and where's the good news? The fact is that yes, you know our income is up from the.
I think that is
good news. Yes, yeah. We need to focus on things that are positive.
I agree. I think negativity only makes people more ho-hum and oh, it's not going to work, and then you get the potential entrepreneur sort of nervous about the whole idea of going forward because, gee, they're getting all this naysaying out there and, oh, you're going to fail, oh, this is bad, oh, and it just kind of feeds on itself. So I think you don't have to be a Pollyanna and have your blinders on, but nevertheless, I think having a positive outlook on the economy and life and the fact that there's an uptick in sales and an uptick in TOT and, you know,
yeah.
So we're seeing a slow turnaround, but it's a huge ship. It doesn't turn around on a dime.
No, it doesn't. It gets going, and it takes a long time to change course. Unless, of course, you're hit with the tsunami.
Or an iceberg.
An iceberg. All right. Questions from the chat room. Latest on Oasis.
Latest on Oasis, as far as the interchange goes, is it's progressing on schedule. I have no idea what the developer, Mr. Levinson's ultimate plans are. I know that we are in, as far as the police department, in negotiations trying to get the Costco building. Now, whether Costco makes a deal with Mr. Levinson or not, I don't know. Our deal with Costco is that we want a new police station. And we are negotiating with Costco on that, and that's the extent.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a chance that somebody else, that they're going to sell it to somebody else, which kind of...
I don't know. You never know.
That kind of,
I
like,
mean,
negates
it's never
this whole
done,
idea,
it's
wasn't
never,
it?
It's never a done deal until it's a done deal. I mean, I've seen, having owned a title company, I can tell you, escrows fall out
at the last
all
second.
The time,
right.
And we don't have... at this point, an escrow, so you know we are where we are. So it's tenuous, but
is it still moving forward though?
As much as it can, with you know, I mean, one of the things we're putting in with Costco, if in our thought processes is, hey, you guys, let's make sure that you stay in Reading. We want to do everything to keep Costco in Reading because they generate a lot of sales tax. Everybody that goes up on a houseboat in the summer that comes from the Bay Area or L.A., goes by Costco, fills up their boat, their SUV, and heads out to the lake, and that's a lot of tax dollars. So we definitely want to keep Costco here.
What about what's going on with the Knighton Road and that company out of
Idaho?
Again,
that's a county issue, and I'm not completely familiar with it. I probably, like you, read what's in the paper and have a sense of what's going on. Hawkins seems like to be an upstanding developer, and I'm sure that the county will hold their feet to the fire and make them you know, cross their T's and dot their I's.
There's a lot of people opposed to this down there in Churn Creek.
Right, right. The Churn Creek Bottom people, they were also opposed.
They're pretty formidable types. Last time something came
right,
down there.
The auto mall, they pretty well squashed that idea. I understand the county is looking for revenue just like we are, just like we the city are, and they're trying to make it work. But, I mean, there are rules, and everybody follows the same rules, whether it's an EIR or traffic impact. All that has to be studied and analyzed, and I'm sure it won't go forward unless it's met the tests.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. We've been talking about the semi-pro football team Heat. We've been talking about Oasis and what's going on there down at Knighton Road, which is kind of outside her purview, and but it's a type of thing that could put 1,000 jobs out here in Shasta County, which would probably have a positive impact on everybody. Of course, Churn Creek Bottom people don't see that as much of a favorable impact on them. We come back, we're going to talk about the effect of the REU lawsuit, and also the what's going on down at the library. And also, remember, if you hear that sound, you get 2 tickets to the fair. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, and this is 8:20 in the morning. And Free Fire Radio.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to Win and Play to Win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bay, owner of Budget Blinds of Reading. I think one of the biggest frustrations for people picking out window coverings at the big box store is the confusion. Besides, there's no place better than your own home to choose colors. Second, the person helping you might have worked in plumbing last week, and today they're a window covering expert. The dog days of summer are on their way, and so are rising utility bills. Let us show you how to insulate your windows and help you enjoy where you live. Budget Blinds is a full-service window covering contractor specializing in all types of window coverings. Budget Blinds carries shutters, draperies, blinds, even exterior shades. Did you know that exterior shades can drastically reduce heat and glare from entering your home? Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and see how easy replacing your old worn-out window coverings can be. Be sure to check your mailbox for Max Value Mailer and Mailbox Merchants for a valuable coupon. Budget Blinds is your window covering superstore to your door. License number 848-191.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:24 in the morning on June the 16th. Father's Day coming quick. 68 degrees out there. It's going up to 92. Bad, Bob. Okay, 92. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Talk to Doug. Talk to his people. They put in Dish Satellite. They've got free HD. Just talk to him about how you can manage that. The money stays local. He is a local guy, a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. We use him for our services at Dish, and he's always done a great job for us. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite. Our guest, Mayor Missy MacArthur.
Kind of like the general, but instead of M-A-C, it's M-C.
It's MacArthur.
Now, do you know what Mac means?
Okay.
Son of.
Son of. So you're son of Arthur?
Yes.
You could have passed. You know what? You know, as far as I'm concerned, you fooled me. I would have thought you might have been. Well, what's daughter of?
That I don't know. I don't know. But McShane and.
McShane.
And, you know, I mean, the Mac means son of.
Oh, okay.
Mick is Irish, Mac is Scottish.
Okay. You went right
behind
me.
And I'm a quarter of each of those, so I don't know which one I am.
The suspension of the library leaflet law has been extended. It looks like the judge says restrictions will likely be overturned from the library. That they're saying is that you can't restrict you, not being you, it's a royal you. Mm-hmm. The city cannot restrict freedom of speech at the library.
And I'm all for freedom of speech, so I'm happy with whatever the judge arrives at. It's part of our democratic process.
I find it unusual that, you know, when this thing started, that when you had two such diverse groups as ACLU and the Tea Party joining together to say, there's something wrong here. There's something wrong. If you can have freedom of speech at a nuclear plant and freedom of speech in a supermarket, why couldn't you have freedom of speech at the library? Why do we need restrictions?
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how it all plays out in the courts. Well, I'm anxious to see the result.
Well, the city, I mean, do you know, would the city go forward with it if they have a local judge say this is unconstitutional, we're going to strike this down? You know, if they do it at the local level, will it be fought?
You're asking one council person with one vote, so there are four other votes, so I wouldn't know the answer to that.
Oh, okay, so you'd have to vote to go forward with a lawsuit or to protest it then. Okay.
Yeah, it would be a discussion item.
Okay. One of the questions we've had. Wait a minute. What do you need, Bob?
I'm sorry. Your question I had that bit ready for you, but we're moving along now.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I forgot all about that. Okay, here it is. Okay. Freedom, you know, go to the library, you can speak. I know we do these things while we're waiting to get started here, and then I forget about them. It's, you know, I've got that CRS now going with me. Got to some of the things that have been going on that you see that are positive in our city, Mayor.
Well, like I said, of course, money turning around is the most positive thing because that means we can fill potholes, hire police, and, you know, start up fire stations again. So. Seeing the economy slowly turn around is the best news that we've had. I'm curious to see and would love to hear some of your folks write in on the chat room or ask or state, actually, what they think about the convention center. That's a big item coming up, and I'm getting a lot of feedback on that. I've had discussions with many people and all walks, not just one group. Not just like, you know, the ACLU or the Tea Party that you allude to, you know, which wouldn't be necessarily involved, but not just a certain group out there.
We've heard a lot about, you know, and the big thing was one is the convention center needs to be kept open. That's the first thing. The idea that Bethel Church does it is, you know, of course, I think people are split pretty much on that one. And again, for, you know, any time that you have, I mean, and they feel people are going to call in, and this is what they've written before. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, some people have come up to us and say, hey, look, we want to come back to the city council, this next city council, and say, give us 6 more months to come up with a plan. Jenny Mistel and, you know, and some, you know, people
and
like
Val.
That. And Val. And so it's kind of like, okay, but everybody wants to keep it open. I don't see too much saying just let it go. We've got a caller on the phone. Gary, you're on line one. You're live. Got a question for the mayor?
Good morning, and thank you. Yes. What is Attorney DuVernay's expertise as far as the law. I mean, you know, like some are corporate law, some are constitutional law, etc. Missy, does he have a particular field, or is it his knowledge just general? Do you know?
Well, his expertise is in governmental law, just exactly what he's doing for the city.
Really?
I mean, he wouldn't be a city attorney if he were doing divorce court.
Right. Okay. Have you had a chance to read the recent preliminary decision, the 24 pages?
I have not.
When you do, the city lost on 8 counts. All 8. And mm-hmm. and the law, you know, I could give him, cut him a little slack if he was victorious on 1 or 2, but losing on 8, and you just stated that the city is pro First Amendment, not, you cannot say that with the arguments put forth and the attitude expressed and the judge addressed all of those and covering the 8 particular items. It is the absolute opposite, is First Amendment, and there was no consideration, and the court addressed that too, regarding the state of California Constitution.
Hey
which,
Gary, I hate. Okay, you can hang on to me. We have a hard break. Gary, we have a hard break here for the news, and you can hang on if you want to the other side. Carl Lundabot, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Anthony Weiner is resigning his seat in Congress, the New York Democrat buckling under the weight of a social media scandal that he finally confessed to 10 days ago.
It was a dumb thing to do, to try to tell lies about it, because it just led to more lies.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
Well, Ron, sources say after resisting calls from all sides of the aisle and even from the president to resign, Weiner finally had a long conversation with his wife yesterday, and after that, he called 2 House Democratic leaders to say, yes, he will step down. One of them, Nancy Pelosi, said she'll comment after Weiner's news conference in New York in a couple of hours. House Speaker John Boehner would only say today, the whole thing has been a distraction. Ron?
Weiner's 9th District has been represented by Democrats for 88 years. It's still not clear what will happen to the seat once the vacancy is formalized. Weiner had said he was taking a leave of absence for rehab, and that was before he decided to resign. This is a Fox News alert.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
on Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater June 30th and July 1st. America's sweet land of liberty, where its residents dare to dream the dream and to pay the price and share the cost of living in the homeland. Over 130 North State musicians are coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. A portion of this year's ticket sales will benefit the Shasta County Veterans Art Project. Call the Cascade Theater for tickets, 243-8877. Living in the homeland. Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. DC Tim and a Man in Black, it's getting to be that weekend. It's getting to be Father's Day. It's getting the time for another haircut. I think I'm going to roll in there today or tomorrow and get my haircut. It's a great place for conversation. They give great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. The tickets for the fair, somebody called in at the wrong time, and our administrative staff may have given those, said that she gave those away. So, and because somebody called, and they were told, and they didn't get a phone number to call them back and say that she had done it incorrectly, so those tickets have been given away. But, we're going to give away another pair then, too. All right? And when you hear that mooing sound between now and 8 o'clock, it is going to happen. You'll get another set of tickets for the fair.
9 o'clock.
Between now and 9 o'clock. Yep, we've passed 8 o'clock. Thank you very much. Missy, all right, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about, you know, Gary was upset about the library and the fact that, you know, that you're, you know, believe in freedom of speech, yet the city attorney, for some reason, you know, move forward with this in a big opposition from citizens groups.
You know, there's a fine line, and that's why we have the system we have, is let's iron it out, figure it out. We're all for, I believe, freedom of speech. I don't think there's anybody on the dais that's not for freedom of speech. But I think that you have to also weigh what are the rights of the other side, the people coming and going. So, you know, I have mixed feelings on this, and quite frankly, and I'm really anxious to see how the judge parses it out and figures it out. And you know, I think that Mr. DuVernay, a lot of times, is painted as the devil, when actually he too is doing the best he can for the citizens of Reading. He seems like a very straightforward person. I think he gets bad press, bad publicity, but he's trying. He's trying as hard as he can to do the right thing. So it'll all get worked out. I mean, our system works. That's the bottom line. If you're, you know, a drunk driver and hauled off the drunk tank and you have your day in court, you have your peers up there deciding. In this case, we have a judge deciding. I mean, our system works. So let's let the system work. Let's not get too emotional about it, and let's just kind of watch and wait and see what comes down. I'm very happy with our court system and our justice system.
Okay, so right now they've suspension of what's happening at the library law is extended until they can work this thing out. Okay.
Yeah, it is, and it's like the you know, you can't cry fire in a that's a freedom of speech, that's the one that's always used. You can't call out fire in a crowded place, because then people get trampled and die that way. So there are rights on the other side, and that's the fine line I'm talking about, is, you know, there are rights. Some people have complained to us about they don't want to be bombarded by any literature coming or going. And so there's that side. And you know, just because it isn't the side you believe, they have a right to be heard, and the judge will figure it out. So let's let it figure it out.
Absolutely. All sides need to be heard. Let's talk a little bit about the, you know, a lot of consternation on the going back to the convention center. Bethel has come in with an offer, from what I understand, or an idea. And does the city council, going to meet on
not,
this?
I have not seen an offer. I have not seen an offer. My sense is, again, I'm very much for the separation of church and state. Now, I'm very much a Christian, but I'm very much for separation of church and state. That's what our forefathers left England about. I don't want to sound like Sarah Palin or somebody and get my history mixed up. The reality is that we are about separation of church and state, and we don't want to go down that road. The church, on the other hand, is, like anybody else, has the right to lease a building. We lease some buildings, for instance, at the airport and other places in town that the city owns. And so is it wrong to then say, well, you're a church, so we won't lease to you? No, that's not right either. So, again, it goes down to sort of minor or not minor, but fine lines between separation of church and state and allowing churches to potentially lease buildings.
Okay, so what you're saying is them leasing a building is not really a problem.
Well, it may be for some people. For me, it isn't if the it's all in the contract language.
Well, that's what I've said here on the show. It's if you have a contract that says, you know, this is you can lease it, but these are the things that are going to happen. It's in a contract, and it'd be a contract whether it's Bethel or if it's the ACLU or if it's
or
the
it's
Tea
Carl
Party
Bott.
Or Carl Bott. If I want to, you know, hey, I want to lease the convention center because I know I can make money out of it, but I've got to do certain things under contract.
Right. So, it's all going to be in the fine line. And Bethel, I went to the last meeting that Jenny Mistel and Val Long put on, and Bethel was very clear that they're going to have a non-faith-based independent board administering this if this, in fact, comes to city council. So, and because they don't want to be associated either with events that are rowdy, you know, might have kind of gothic kind of feelings to them or something. They want to be removed from that as well. So they're trying to protect themselves.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. We got people on the line. We got questions here from the chat room. We got to take a quick break. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Remember, when you hear that cow sound, then the first caller gets two tickets to the affair. This is Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 605-4567. Yeah, that first call, the first caller gets two tickets to the Shastik District Fair. Today is June 17th. And we have Roberta on the line. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Did you hear the mooing sound?
Yes, I did. I sure did. Do I get two tickets?
No. Doesn't count. Oh, you already on. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem. I'm going every day, and I have tickets. So.
Okay. Oh, great. Super. Okay, you have a question for the mayor.
Well, I had a comment. We were talking about freedom of speech and what the judge will rule on it, you know, and the Constitution. And I was wondering if I could read the First Amendment to the Constitution. And also the thing of, then you know that separation of church and state is not in the Constitution, and it is not what our founding fathers intended. So can I just read the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So there's no separation of church and state. Just Congress can't start a church, and they can't prohibit religion from Christians from, you know, sharing their religion. They can't make no law abridging the freedom, you know, and then they can't, the other part of the First Amendment is, or abridging the freedom of speech or of press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. If we start having laws by our city council and supervisors about our freedom of speech that we can't have posters and signs and handouts and all that, that's abridging our freedom of speech, I believe. And, I can read the Constitution. I don't need a judge to tell me what it says.
Thank you, Roberta.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Mayor, I don't think you disagree with that at all.
Nope.
You know, it's just, I think when people start, here's a rule. Again, it's that starts that chipping away, and I think that's what really, you know, fires people. I think people are at the level right now, and this is not based at anything, you know, if you all or anything. I think just people in the United States are just kind of like, they just feel like every time they turn around, they're getting chipped at some way and something.
Yeah, it's kind of been a downer.
Okay, the winner for the tickets to the fair are Cindy. Cindy, you can pick up those tickets right here at Free Fire Media at 1326 Market Street. Just come on down between the times of 8 and 12, and we have it in an envelope for you. If you can't get here between the hours of 8 and noon, just give us a call, and we'll make sure that we have them available for you. Okay, our guest, of course, is Mayor Missy MacArthur. You know, one of the big things that's come up lately is, you know, when, in the last city council, a lot of people were talking about it, the issue of side letters and that they were a surprise to the city council. And we had one city council member say he had never seen the side letter that decided the fact that even though it was saving money, that it changed the amount of money being paid or the status to the unions.
Yes, it did.
Is this something, or side letter, something that should be seen by the city council?
Well, actually, last city council meeting, we did decide that we would be seeing every single side letter, so that will be happening in the future. The side letters will be seen after the fact, and that does raise some concern, and it might be something we need to look at.
It raises my concern. I would think because if it's after, I mean, it's a done deal then, right?
Yeah, so that might be something. The side letters generally aren't, I know you had discussion with Mr. Sarman, the city manager, about what is minor, but they aren't the meat and potatoes type of things generally. It was, for instance, this side letter had to do with scheduling from full-time to temporary type workers, so it wasn't the same as what are your benefits for health care after you retire, you know, the big issues that we've been dealing with unions. It was more of a minor, and again, definition of minor.
Well, that was,
what's
that
minor
was,
yeah. What's minor to me might be a very big thing to somebody else. So,
well, that was my question to Kurt, and which it, really it's that's between you all, you know, the city council and the city city manager. But what is it, because you all said that, I think if the vote was 3-2 that to give Starman the right to make minor decisions, it had to do with operational, day-to-day operational decisions.
And we're going to see
which
how
I can make sense. Which that makes sense to me. But what's
minor?
Yeah,
because at some point you have to. It's like here, you're trusting your staff while you're in here in the room, on the radio, that you're trusting your staff to be able to answer the phone and do their jobs correctly. Well. Same thing. City Council is sort of giving the big broad picture and the broad strokes, but we aren't going to see if the phone is being answered correctly that day on some phone call. So it is a kind of a gray area. Where does it become minor versus where is it one of the broad strokes?
And I think one of the things, we got to take a break here, one of the things that came up several times is when a contract can be changed. That changes, you know, the amount of money being paid. And is that, you know, is that a managerial thing, or is that something the city council should really be taking a look at? Now, y'all are going to be looking at all the side letters, but it's going to be like afterwards.
And we're going to relook at it, too. We do have a plan in place. We're going to see how this is going forward. And if it isn't working, then we're going to revise our plan going forward.
Okay. That makes sense. All right, we got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's 8:51 in the morning, June the 16th. It's getting ready to be Father's Day. 68 degrees going up to 92 today. Our guest, Mayor Missy MacArthur. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming!
coming, not the car washing suds.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins.
Reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR, brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
So get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you dare.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. She's going to be talking to two of the people that are Dancing with the Stars. Tonight at 6, you'll hear my dance coach, Kathy Babcock. That's right, Kathy Babcock.
She's a good
woman
dancer.
Of great ability, a woman who could teach a gorilla do the two-step. And
I was the first Dancing with Stars group, I'll tell you, Kathy Babcock, she can move and she can dance.
Oh, she can teach. I mean, actually, my friends, if you come on down to the Country Kitchen on the 22nd and the Tobacco and Brew on the 24th for our fundraisers. You just might see I just might cut a couple moves out there.
Cut the rug
out there. Yep, that's right. In fact, that fundraiser is going to be on the 24th and the other fundraiser on the 22nd. 22nd at Country Kitchen. Come on down there and just join us and have a cup of coffee and, donations for all of it. All of it goes to the Women's Refuge, which is why we're doing this, going out there and dancing as you did, Missy. Hey, Missy, we just got a few minutes left. We've talked about the library. We've talked about new sales receipts coming in. We haven't talked about what happens when the prisoners get released, but we have talked about that with Peter Hansen and Larry Lees and the sheriff, and we just know that's just going to be horrendous. We've talked about something that's happened in your life lately that hit the paper that was horrendous to you.
Yeah, personally, very, very stressful and
concerning
awful.
Your dog.
Yeah, yeah. My 7-pound dog was basically eaten by a pit bull. The system, what I was alluding to earlier about how the system works, in this case it worked too. We had a animal hearing yesterday, and the two dogs that attacked my dog actually are scheduled for humane euthanasia. Now, there is an appeal process. Again, our system's working, and the owner said they were going to appeal. And I'm actually, even though it was very traumatic, I'm relieved to see our system works. It's in place. These dogs will hopefully be brought to justice, and the system will work. So the good news is, out of all this, is, again, our community, how wonderful our community is. I have had, I can't tell you how many Facebook postings, notes through the city clerk's office, all kinds of phone calls, contacts, people saying how sorry they were, and offers for dogs. I've had two offers for Toy Fox Terriers. I actually did go ahead to Animal Rescue online and got a couple of new Toy Fox Terrier pups. So it's our community just is so wonderful. The way they reached out and comforted me, it's a real positive thing.
Our community is great. And, you know, whether they agree with you politically or not, I'm sure it had nothing to do with it. You know, everybody has – I never did. until Linda and I got Elk Killer. And, you know, ever since we had her, I never could understand it before.
Yeah.
How people could get so wrapped up in dogs or cats.
Right.
Or any
right.
animal, really.
Well,
I
they
mean,
become
it's
your
like,
family.
You know, my
family.
Favorite line from a movie was in the Culpeper Cattle Company when this young kid asked this cowboy, "What's the name of your horse?" "I don't name anything I might have to eat." You know, it's
oh.
a great line. But now I understand that.
Because
I understand
of your
that.
Dog.
I have begun to understand that, Missy. So, you know, when you lost your animal, especially under that, it was tough. Hey, we got about, oh, gosh, almost a minute left. Jeff, you got a minute. You got like 30 seconds. Jeff.
I'll take a lot less than that real quick, and I'll take any comments off the air. My daughter was, I guess you could say, mauled by a dog, several thousand dollars in medical bills, reconstructive things like that. And I'm wondering why it is that the dogs that attacked, the tragedy as it is, Miss MacArthur's dog and killed it, are being put to death, but yet the dogs that attacked my daughter are still running around. The appeals process doesn't work for people like me, so I'm wondering if it has to do with her power and prestige. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. You know what? That's a good question, Jeff.
I have no idea because yeah. I just know about my case, and I don't know about other cases. I know that this dog had a prior. So, and actually many priors. So it had bitten other people.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jeff, that's something that's not right. And, we've got to run. Tomorrow, gosh, Friday, and it's kind of like open line. Carl and the Bot, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.